Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
At Homes.com, we do whatever it takes to get you the in-depth info on local schools you won't find anywhere else. Things like student-teacher ratio, test scores, and school programs. And sometimes that requires attending school recitals. So many recitals.
That's my son. Isn't he terrific?
Yeah, a real prodigy. Homes.com. Bing dong. We've done your homework.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Wham! That was Mike Vrabel whining about the refs yesterday. And in fairness, it didn't come out of nowhere. He's done that plenty of times. Asked about one thing and pivoted to something else. He's asked about the refs. He says, or volunteers, that they lead the NFL in offensive holding. And then says they didn't get called for one, which is inaccurate and wrong. I mean, they did get called for one. A touchdown got called back in the game yesterday, as we illustrated. But that set off a bit of a firestorm in the Buffalo media, Keith. Our guy Sal, did you see him yesterday?
No, what was Sal up to?
Sal Capaccio.
He's all hot and bothered now?
It had quite a bit of views, all if right. I could go track this down.
He's the sideline guy.
But Sal Capaccio, was that a brag last week? I can't remember.
I think it was.
Didn't win.
No.
But
it was a nominee.
We talked to him last week. He had some video.
I'm on the radio broadcast on the sidelines.
Sick brag, bro.
You're ranting and raving about, here you go. I had to listen to the clip to believe he actually said this after his team blew a 21-point lead is what Sal said.
Now, there's another
radio clip, but that's what he tweeted when it happened.
Yeah, that's good. So, that's good blood feud. It should be a rivalry.
And I don't know if he is the one who asked Sean McDermott about this, but one of the Buffalo reporters, and I brag, watched the whole McDermott press conference yesterday. I'm like, where's the question?
Where's the question?
When are you going to get to the question?
Finally.
They jammed it in at the very end.
It's always the last one.
One of the reporters like, excuse me, teacher.
Real quick.
By the way, one more.
Before you go.
Did you hear what Mike Vrabel said about you?
Yeah.
So here's how that went at the tail end.
He was on a local radio show. I don't expect you to go in the back and forth, but one thing that he did say I wanted to get your reaction to, he said the Bills lead the NFL in offensive holding. That would be hard for me to understand how a team that is coming into the game leading and that's how they play didn't have one yesterday. Do you think that's a fair assessment, that that's how you play?
We go by what the officials call. We're focused on the Cleveland Browns at this point, so Mike can talk what he wants to talk about. With all due respect, we enjoyed a good game yesterday, hard-fought game, and we're moving on to the Cleveland Browns. So.
On to the Browns.
So I say that every day. I say that after lunch.
Sick brag, bro.
It's usually what I say. But I read that comment before I heard it. I was hoping that he had
a little bit more biting.
Yeah, like, no, he more like he's like, we had a pretty good performance or whatever he said.
He didn't take the cheese.
Not at all.
He didn't take the cheese at all.
But he's being asked about it, and Buffalo fans are losing their mind about it. And
it's on their radar.
I got news for you. That was a soft-ass, whiny answer from Vrabel. It was. So, look, you said yesterday, and I agree, Keith, he probably deserves the benefit of the doubt for how he's handled this. I kicked and screamed when he didn't bench Ramondre Stevenson.
I kicked and screamed when there was no discipline. I thought they were going to outright cut Pop Douglas.
Right.
There's a bunch of other examples of this year. Vrabel largely has handled it right and pushed the right buttons.
Oh, my God. Even like week one. Go back to week one. Like Andy Borgalis missing all these kicks. And we're like, this guy's going to, like, you're holding on to this guy. And whatever he said to him, however he coached it, it seemed to work out. They have far exceeded expectations, but as we've also pointed out, as the season has gone on, we are all allowed to, them included, raise their expectations. Because you're right, if they just finished with 11 wins, everybody would have signed up for that. But when you win 10 of your first 12, or whatever it was, 11 of your first 13, you're like, oh, all right, well, you can go a little bit better than that.
Let's just see.
Would be nitpicking a loss to the Bills, and you split with the Bills. I saw someone in the Twitch chat say, hey, you split with the Bills, I'm good. Yeah, I guess, but when you're up by 21 points, that's different than just simply losing a game to Buffalo.
You didn't just lose.
No.
You blew a giant lead.
You're up 3 touchdowns.
Okay, so I was picking you going into the game. I expected you to win the game going into it.
Yeah.
Never mind when you're up 3 touchdowns.
Right.
You didn't just split with Buffalo. You were ready to sweep them. You had them on the ropes, and you gave it back to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they took it. I mean, I want to give them some credit, too, but I think that's more about the Patriots going comatose at halftime or, you know, certainly the Bills maybe figuring something out when it comes to Drake May and his poor play. Good point here by the Twitch chat. Rather be golfing. I get why fans now want to blame the refs. The head coach is doing it.
Yeah, he's done it off and on all season.
I expect it from fans. I do.
Yeah.
It's babyish and soft from fans. When the coach does it, that just is.
It opens the door, for sure.
Well, it opens the door, and it's just so unflattering. So let's see where it goes. If they come out and they answer the bell against Baltimore, no harm, no foul. But I do think his messaging, which is like, hey, it's been 83 days since we lost, and oh, by the way, the refs stunk, and well, you know, it's going to be a learning experience for us. That's how he's handled it, kind of brushed the loss aside.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the MVP over there. What do you want us to do?
Tip your cap.
If he doesn't get results this week, it's fair to give him the benefit of the doubt in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't get results this week, that messaging is getting put to the test.
Oh, yeah. That's why this is such a big game, not just, you know, record-wise, seeding-wise, division-wise, but it's been so long since they've lost. How do they bounce back? The last time they lost, they played one of their best games. It was a little bit of a slow start to Carolina, and then they just blew doors.
Yep.
Right? So that was following a loss. That was also when it was early, but you're like, man, you go to 1-3 with the Bills the following week? Like, what would the season have looked like then? And they responded.
And
after one of their worst games, if not their worst game, where they turned it over 5 times and they lost to the Steelers, they responded with a ridiculous 10-game winning streak. So, you know, hopefully that's what happens now.
Tweet here at Jones and Keith.
Okay.
At Jones WEI.
Is it about
Keith
my hair?
21. It is not,
okay,
believe
good.
It or not.
Good.
I had to filter through some of those.
Yeah, save it.
Text line is still saying that?
Yeah, they're all over it.
You read a good one in the break, I thought.
Somebody thinks I got plastic surgery and I'm trying to distract by changing my hairstyle.
Wait, that wasn't the one you brought up, but I saw that.
No,
one.
I didn't bring that one up.
It's a...
Cheekbones look a little higher.
Yeah. Just a little minor cosmetic stuff. It's not a big deal, guys.
I don't know what it is. I'm
trying to age gracefully.
Very, very flattering today, Keith, is what it is.
Thank
it's a
you.
Flattering look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's roll out of bed that way. I spend all this time. This is the best I got. Spending all this time. You just roll out of bed that way.
Uh-huh.
But one tweet here, shockingly not about your hair. It is, Pat, you guys crack me up.
Nice.
You'll blame everybody but the choke job by Drake May. I thought we said this yesterday. We said the game's on the shoulders of the MVP candidate and he didn't come through. I thought we blamed him.
We did.
You
we
said he had his worst game of the year.
Yeah, it was. It was his worst game of the year.
I was blaming him.
No, I feel like
well,
if
it
we
was
were,
yesterday.
It
the
was
audience changes all the time, Jones.
Great point, Nick. I still think the defense, to me, let the team down more than Drake May did. But Drake May's on the list. Mike Vrabel's on the list. You can't be the head coach of a team that blows a 21-point lead at home and then be like, oh, no problems here. So I'm not just going to, like, scapegoat anybody else and say this guy was great. Because even with everything that happened, even with 5 consecutive touchdown drives, Drake May had the ball down 4 north of the 2-minute warning and got 5 yards. Got 5 yards and was just like, there was nothing there. There was no like threat that they were going to win the game. There was not even a Hail Mary chance. It was nothing. It was tough. They had like negative yards if you take away the Travion Henderson touchdown.
Yeah.
It was an awful second half. He was a big part of that.
They had 3 opportunities once the Bills took the lead to go get the lead back. And he did nothing outside of getting out in front and quote unquote blocking for Travion Henderson. He did nothing on those 3 drives. Henderson scored on a broken play. They went 3 and out on the next drive, and then they went 4 plays and turned it over on downs and got 5 yards, as you just said. So that was with the game on his shoulders. I mean, I thought we did some of that yesterday. I thought we even did it earlier today.
Yeah.
Pat says when Brady was here, he was hammered for a terrible half of football by the QB. Terrible half, unreal. I do not think May was their biggest problem.
No.
So, I mean, if that's me not hammering him, then fine. No. But, yeah, no, he was a big part of that for sure.
And he won't win the MVP probably
because
of it.
Yeah, we said that yesterday, too. It was like Garrett Crochet giving up all the home runs to the Guardians.
Yeah, like that was it.
Let's sign out a good gone. Run. MVP yep. now gone. Sam is in the truck on the Pats loss. Go ahead, Sam.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, yes. Hi, thanks for taking my call. Yes, you see, this is playoff football, right? And most time, that's why Josh was for Buffalo, took charge of the game. The quarterback is going to take charge to get past the defense. And Drake May, he's still there. I mean, I still love what he has done for the year. He's a good student of the game, good thing. But the coordinator will send the play in, and then the quarterback, is going to be the one to know if that play that the quarterback that they send in.
So, Sam, I agree with you on this. I haven't really spent much time blaming Josh McDaniels. I just think the McDaniels defenders are now coming out with a defense for him today. That was the only thing I said.
Yeah,
but no,
right.
I spent no time yesterday blaming McDaniels for the loss. I start with the quarterback, and I start with the head coach. I skip right over the OC, and I don't waste time with it when May looks like the MVP of the league. I think that's May. And when they have a crummy game, I don't blame Josh for it. I blame Drake May.
But you know what's going to be interesting? He's talking about like playoffs and the quarterback being super important, which is obvious, and I can't disagree with that. If the current playoff situation holds in the AFC, the only quarterback in the AFC to even have been to a Super Bowl will be Aaron Rodgers. The 40-whatever-year-old Aaron Rodgers, who none of us buy into, even though they had a nice win last night. But I mean, so Bo Nix or Justin Herbert, who everyone says is a choke artist, Trevor Lawrence, C.J. Stroud, and then Allen and May. So Allen's the best of the bunch, but he's never won an AFC championship game.
Nope. Allen's won games in the playoffs.
Yes, yes.
Did Lawrence win a game?
Stroud has.
Oh, Stroud's
Lawrence
won a couple.
Against the Chargers,
Lawrence beat Herbert.
27
points. Lawrence beat Herbert.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. So, I mean, but there's not a lot of, like, playoff wins in the AFC playoff field.
No.
Outside of,
I mean,
as
if you
said.
Added up the record, I think even with Rodgers, it would definitely be a losing record overall.
Interesting.
Yep.
Good text here. I think I get it. I didn't see the film, but Keith's hair is like if Jones took the substance.
I think that's a compliment for me.
No, it's a compliment. It's definitely a
You're
shot at
Demi
me.
You're Demi Moore on Margaret Qualley.
I think I get it.
You've seen everything. You see a lot of Margaret Qualley in that movie.
And a lot of them more.
That's true. And I ain't mad at it.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
Nice. She's in Landman, Keith.
Oh, Demi Moore?
Oh, yeah, she is.
I like Demi Moore.
You don't see as much of her as you see Allie Larder, though.
I like Allie Larder.
You're seeing a lot. You're seeing
really?
A lot of Allie Larder in
more
that
than
show.
Varsity Blues?
Yes.
Oh. Wait, what channel's this on?
It's on Paramount, isn't
Paramount.
It?
Hell yeah.
You have
Hell
to reach
yeah.
for it, Keith. Pay attention.
Oh, that's right. You're doing a good job selling
that.
I was
like, Kat, I'm gonna keep watching this show.
I was about to ask why you kept watching it when you didn't seem to like it.
How come Landman's always at the 22-minute mark? Don't worry about it. I don't know how it freezes there. It's so weird.
It must be a glitch. Our pal JP is in North Providence. What's up, JP?
Jones, Keith, I like the new segment.
Well, which one is that now?
Keith's Cuts, once a week you talk about style, grooming, you could call like celebrities in, Cam Newton could talk about hats, hair,
yeah.
It could be a whole segment.
Oh, this was what Keith's Cuts. This is what we wanted to do last year with Devon Godchild. We wanted to do like fashion sense.
Yeah, he was going to dress us,
and then
we never talked to him again.
No, we could carry it. Yeah, he'd never talk to the show again.
That's a good idea, though, JP.
JP,
like
great
it.
Idea.
I always like to have an idea. It might be better than baking with the Joneses, though, so... I got to keep Spiracy, all kidding aside. It's smoke and mirrors talking about the offense. This receiver was wrong. Josh McDaniels is wrong. It's the defense. Lamar is sitting there looking at that film going, oh, I know what we're going to do Sunday. And I'm petrified. A mobile quarterback with our defense that is not as good as it's been all year worries me as we get closer to the playoffs and mobile quarterbacks.
JP, I'm with you. Defense, and Keith is as well. Defense is more concerning than the offense. Mm-hmm. We did most yesterday on that, so we're focusing more on the offense today. And Greg Bedard has proposed that Steph Diggs all of a sudden forgot the offense, which is just interesting and convenient, given that Josh McDaniels took a full beating yesterday for 24 hours.
Have you seen, by the way, what Lamar Jackson has done running this season
recently? Can't be good.
Not much.
Yeah, especially since he's come back from that injury, it's definitely not.
He has two total rushing touchdowns, and one of them was week one in that shootout loss to the Bills. Last week, he had just 2 for 26. He had 7 for 43, 6 for 27, 7 for 11, 4 for 10. Those are his last five games.
Maybe we can do this each day. Speaking of new segments, Keith.
Yeah, Keith's Cuts. What time is that going
to
be?
Keith's Cuts. We're going to have to fit that in somewhere. That's a great idea by JP.
I do.
Your concern level for the Baltimore game. Where are you at sitting here today?
What's the scale?
Tuesday.
Is it the same scale as Henry or no?
I'd call
1 to 100.
I was gonna go 1 to 100.
100 being like I'm terrified. Yes. I can't even open my eyes.
Yes.
1 being like they're gonna win convincingly.
Uh-huh.
I am at a
7.
Yeah.
It's not that low.
27.
Okay.
27.
20.
What are you?
Wait.
7.
Yeah, 27. What are you?
30.
All right. So, no, I'd rather be.
7.
Thank you.
37.
I'm in a good spot there.
Yeah.
I'm not freaking out. I know that they're 2.5-point underdogs, and I just lost a few hams on the money line against the Bills. I might try to reload those hams up against money line Ravens.
I'm picking the Patriots.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But. I don't know, and that's Tuesday. By Friday, who knows where I'm going to be?
Well, part of it is we hadn't seen them lose in so long.
Yep.
Right, and so now you just saw it.
That's just jarring.
But Lamar Jackson isn't having a great season, and it's part of it is his injury or whatever. They're not the same Ravens. Whereas Josh Allen, you're they're putting a lot on him, but it's still in there. We saw him a couple weeks ago have 6 touchdowns in a game. So it's still in there with Allen. I don't know about this season with Jackson or the Ravens. They're not as good of a team as the Bills.
The Bills haven't looked as good as a team as they have in years past, but you had no questions about Allen.
Right. The Ravens might miss the playoffs.
The Ravens don't look like the same team, and Lamar doesn't look the same.
Right.
All right, 35. You talk me down 2
27.
Points. 35.
Yeah. Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of 5-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Homes.com is the only place where you can find specialized neighborhood guides with the in-depth insider info home shoppers want. Very in-depth info. Want to know if there's homes for sale in the area? We've got it. How long has a home been on the market? We'll know it. Average lot size? Uh-huh. Proximity to local parks? Of course. Insight into your neighbor's divorce? We're working on it. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.